hey guys, welcome to this new episode of SaaS Sessions podcast. Today we have Srinivas Kanumuru with us. Srinivas is the founder and CEO of WeTiger CRM. Welcome Srinivas to the podcast. Yep, awesome. So how are you doing Srinivas today?
Oh, very good. It's a nice Saturday morning, so it's very good.
Awesome. So, you know, a lot of people I never heard of, you know, WeTiger CRM before. You know, I stumbled upon it quite recently, right? So, but I believe that WeTiger has been into the business since long. So, you know, can you give us a little more information about, you know, yourself first and, you know, then WeTiger?
Sure. About myself, I think I've been kind of lucky to have been born in a middle-class family back 45 years ago. So it's, I think we understand that you have to kind of work to make ends meet, and you see people around you who are working hard. So I think that's kind of the background. At school, I've kind of gone to a neighborhood school, and I haven't been a top ranker or anything. I haven't gone to the top colleges in the country. I'm kind of a, I would say, a B grader through school and through college. And I think I kind of got a couple of lucky breaks in the state admission tests and all. That was one of the first lucky break, and I got a decent rank and got into a good college at the state level. And then again, I think after you make a few friends and you got into, I got into a good college in US after getting a good, I guess, score in GRE. I think overall, I would say I've been lucky at some good times. And then there, I started, after finishing my master's there, I started working in AT&T. And then I got another lucky break there. My path crossed with my now mentor, Tony Thomas. He has been... I've been working with him now for about 25 years, and so that's at AT&T. I worked for a couple of years, and then I was looking for something a little more challenging, and that's when Tony, by that time, worked in AT&T for a few years, and he came out and he started a company called Advent Network Management, and then I joined him a few months later. So that ever since then, that kind of that path took me to WeTiger.
That's awesome. And you know, so what is, like, you know, what is a WeTiger? Like, we know it's a CRM, but, you know, are there any USPs to WeTiger?
Yeah. So in fact, just to talk about WeTiger, how it came about, I think we have to go back 15 years back. Because that's when WeTiger as a product company started. Around that time, actually, there were not many business software services that was catering to the smaller businesses. There were companies like Oracle, Siebel, and then Salesforce was just, I think it has been there for around 5-7 years by then. And they were catering to the larger companies, and you had to invest like millions of dollars, and then you had to invest in implementations. So the WeTiger formed from actually two different ideas. One is the idea of bringing the best of software for small businesses, and the other idea was the model of how we would go about doing it. So they were. Around that time, I think we all know that open source applications, open source, I guess, was an idea that has been more entrenched at the operating system level with Linux and Unix and all. And then at the database level, there were just some databases that were kind of coming up at that time, like MySQL. And so there was nothing happening at the application layer in terms of open source. So we felt, okay, this is actually an opportunity to try these two ideas and build a kind of a small, build a application for small businesses to improve and automate some of their business processes and make them kind of compete well in the market. So when we took that idea, we launched it as an open source application. We actually were also fortunate enough to find another CRM that was open source at that time, and we kind of forked it, and then we made it our own and made it basically kind of made it easier and to install and all that.
Amazing. And a lot of people might not know, you know, that, you know, how are you associated with Zoho here? So even I didn't know before, you know, I searched about you that, you know, you were associated with Zoho in its very early stage. So that's a great thing.
So, yeah, I could share a couple of nuggets about that. So Tony, when he started Advent Network Management, that is actually what Zoho is now. So the company name got changed over the years, and then it became Zoho Corporation. So what is interesting, I mean, around to kind of connect these dots, we Advent Network Management was more about buildings, about software to manage networks. So when we came out of AT&T, which is a networking and telecom company, we were looking at how do we make it easy for operations teams to manage their networks, and then we were selling it to the telecom networks, and we were also selling it to enterprise customers. But that was a very small niche. Then we started expanding to think about how about the rest of the enterprise. It's not just the operations team, but there are many other teams in the enterprise that could use software, and especially from a small to medium-sized business point of view, they were kind of relying on the traditional applications like spreadsheets and other productivity apps, but there was no business application. So that's when we kind of got into this enterprise space, and then we got into a smaller business segment. And with VTiger, I mean, I was just telling about the focus on small businesses, but what happened when we launched VTiger in 2004 was in the first few years, we were seeing more and more larger companies using it. So most of our revenue was coming from companies like Nokia and large insurance companies like Aegon, and there were companies like New York Stock Exchange. They have a European division that was using VTiger, and Deutsche Bank. And so all those in the first 6-7 years, we were actually supporting implementations of CRM in these larger companies. And that was kind of something that we didn't plan for, because we were really building it for SMBs. So VTiger was profitable at that time. We were doing these services. And from at that point, we kind of realized around 2009 and 10, we realized we were kind of not fulfilling our mission of really serving the small businesses and really making them really more productive. So then we made a pivot around the SaaS, and that's when we started offering VTiger on the cloud. And then it took us about a couple of years. By around 2012, VTiger SaaS business was profitable, and we basically wound on the services part. So that's kind of a little background on that.
That's amazing. I mean, you know, in the early stage, you said that, you know, large enterprises and large companies were interested in using the CRM, and then you had to focus on SMBs, right? Usually, for any SaaS, it's the opposite, right? They start with small and medium businesses, and then they tend to, you know, sell to enterprises. But I mean, that and that worked for you well, I guess.
Correct, exactly. And we are now actually kind of coming to a full circle. Many of our customers over the first few years, you know, after we launched the SaaS edition, were smaller customers. And then over the last 3-4 years, we started again getting back into the larger businesses. So with the open source, the larger businesses they adopted VTiger, and because they have teams inside that also could instrument and implement, large businesses were able to take the open source. Open source for smaller businesses is still not as friendly, because you cannot really, you still need somebody to implement it. So that's when the SaaS became the go-to model for us to reach our real target market.
Amazing. So, you know, and so how many, you know, can you give us a total number of, you know, paying customers you have?
Yes, yes. So we have in the order of 3,000 plus customers that are actually using VTiger. This is a SaaS version. But in terms of the real customers using it, businesses running on VTiger around the world, we I think we have more than 300,000 customers. So you can say maybe 1% of those customers are paying us today.
Oh, that's amazing. And, you know, are majority of these, you know, paying customers, you know, outside India, or these are from India?
The majority is outside India. I think our breakup is around 40 to 50% in US, and then Europe is about 20%. And then we have India is actually, in the last 3 years, it's been very good. It's now the market that we are also putting a lot of emphasis on. But Australia and South America are the other regions where we have customers as well.
And amazing. And so, and you know, when you started building out, when you started shifting from, you know, providing billing services, softwares for, you know, companies, and then you built a CRM for them. So, you know, why did you decide to, you know, build a CRM tool when there were already, you know, a lot of CRMs out there? There was Zoho, there was Salesforce, now there's Fresh Sales. So, you know, how do you feel like, you know, when you're competing with these other CRMs in the market?
Yeah, so we do have, around the time we started, by the way, there were none of these players were there, WeTiger kind of in the 2004 timeframe. But in terms of how we differentiate ourselves, what we see is the whole business application has evolved. If you look at it, spreadsheets came and made individuals good. And then this whole CRM, the original CRM companies like Siebel and Salesforce and Oracle, they came in and they made it so that sales representatives using these individual spreadsheets could come together to one system and use and collaborate on opportunities and making it easy for their sales managers and to really basically save time in terms of reporting and also being productive. But what has happened in the next iteration, so you can kind of think of this as version 3, is the teams that are, you still have these silos. The sales team is using a system that is the sales CRM, and then there's a help desk, customer service team using a system, there's a help desk, and then you have some marketing team using. So there are different tools for marketing and sales and support. And this is actually very strange when you think of the fact that from the customer side, if you look at a company, you look at the company as one. Whereas when the company is looking at a customer, they have this a broken view of the customer. So the sales only knows about what happened as far as the sales engagement went with that prospect, with that customer. Customer service team, they only know what is happening as far as the issues that inquiries that are coming from the customer in terms of using the product. And then the marketing team had the information about how the customer was engaging in email campaigns and website and all that. So this is not the best way to really deliver a great customer experience to customers. So you really want your salespersons to be aware of what is happening. Is the customer reporting any issues? You want to know how they're engaged with the sales campaigns that the marketing team sent. So there is a lot of valuable information that is sitting in other places that as a marketing person or a salesperson or a customer service representative, I cannot tap into when you have this broken, kind of, you can say, silos. So that is what is true even today with many systems, all competitors, many of the companies you mentioned, they have the separate products. You just mentioned products that have a separate system for sales, separate system for service, separate system for marketing, and so on, right? There are sometimes like 7, 8, 9, 10 systems. What WeTiger is doing is, it is one system. We have one customer record, and all your touch points are linked to the same customer record. So when a customer service representative is opening a case, they could easily see that, okay, there's an opportunity that is open with that customer today, so it's very important to respond quickly. Or similarly, when a salesperson calls a customer and says that, okay, what is the update about the opportunity that, or about how is the, have you decided on buying the product? And at the same time, if the customer actually asked a support question that the salesperson is not aware of, it looks awkward.
Amazing. So I think in general, WeTiger helps companies, you know, align their sales, marketing, and help customer success data, so that you know all the people in these three teams can see each other's data and you know get benefits from them.
Exactly. Yeah. So we have, so we call it the one view. And today we see many of the competitors, even big companies like Microsoft and Salesforce, are trying to really catch up to offer this one view. But unfortunately, they have the separate products. They cannot really unify them. So what they offer is some kind of a duct tape to bring this together and offer some other product that brings them together. And so the customer now has to pay more to get one more product and then implement the unification and bring integration. So we feel for smaller businesses, they cannot afford all this integration between different systems. So that's our unique number one USP. And the other two factors that we really have kind of built as an advantage over the years is the breadth of functionality out of the box and the amount of flexibility in the product in terms of customization. Maybe I can just share some customer stories in terms of customers using WeTiger. They're across different segments. So we have companies like manufacturers, a drone company using WeTiger to offer customer support and basically respond to customers. And there are companies like Panasonic using WeTiger for their sales team in India. They actually have a field sales team that is using it for their anchor division. But we have a lot of small companies that are using it. There's a company in Australia that is using it for they manufacture breeze, basically windows, louvre windows, and they use it. The companies like Climate Partner, which helps companies reduce their carbon footprint, they use it. So they're using it for sales, marketing, and support for different things. So that's the short story.
Amazing. And taking one step again back. So you know, when you started building WeTiger CRM, right, the SaaS version. So did you focus on building the product first, or did you start with marketing it and selling it first?
Definitely product. We just got the product out, and again going back to 2004, the first business model was the open source model. So we actually put the product out, and we had fortunately over 2-3 year time frame, which slowly kind of took roots, and then today it's the number one open source CRM, and it's been that for the past few years. And in terms of number of downloads, every week we get some few thousand downloads. Definitely product first.
Amazing. And so there are many CRM tools out there, obviously, like we just talked about. How should a SaaS company, for example, should choose a CRM, right? What are some of the factors that they should look in the CRM that they're choosing? So obviously one is which you mentioned and which WeTiger focuses on is having one view of all your data from sales and marketing and customer support. So that's obviously, I guess, the one big factor. But what do you think are some of the other factors which SaaS company should think while choosing a CRM?
Yeah, so number one is looking at the requirements. So they need to understand really what are the challenges that they are facing in the sales process. Is it closing deals, or is it just that salespeople are not following up properly? Or is it that the sales managers don't have visibility? So if you look at nailing down the requirements, so that would be the first challenge or first task that they should do is list down all the key challenges that they're having. And then second is to also understand and talk to the sales. In the end, sales CRMs, in fact, the ones that fail, many implementations fail even after implementing, spending millions of dollars, is because the actual people using it in the field and the sales development representatives, it has to be easy for them, right? So it has to be something that they like and they are delighted about. So that is something we need to ask the actual people who are going to use it every hour to see what is it that they would like to see. And I think number one is does the CRM that you are looking at, is it matching the requirements that your company needs, and is it easy to use? The other two factors are looking at customizability. So what we have seen through implementations is the requirements evolve. So you know what you have thought about as the requirement today, and you go and choose the CRM based on what you need today. then you're going to have a problem tomorrow because your sales process might change. Your team might grow. Does it scale? Does it offer the ability to basically give segmented views so that you have different teams working on their opportunities? And does it offer different ways to different pipelines? So you need to have the ability to sell new customers and maybe recurring sales to existing customers. So the stages are different. So do you have these different pipelines? So that's one key thing to remember is, does your system have this additional functionality that you might not use today that it has for tomorrow? And is it flexible for you to adapt to these different processes? And the other key thing is integrations. Does it have integrations with the email systems, to phone systems, to chat systems, and does it offer out-of-the-box chat? All these are really the core things. And there's one intangible here, which is the support. Does the company provide good support? Because you really need a hand while implementing the CRM. And as you make these changes in the processes and you bring new people on board, is the vendor able to really serve and implement and assist? So I would not, though I mentioned it last, it's actually very critical as well. So the ability to get support from that vendor.
Okay, those are some amazing points. I mean, if there's any, you know, person who's from a SaaS company and who's trying to implement a CRM, I think those are the pointers you guys should look at. And, you know, so Srinivas, like, what's next for WeTiger? You know, what's coming up?
So we have, I think we are on a journey to make it easier and easier. So we have one major launch of our product coming up in the next 3 months. We are very excited about it. We have been working on it for the last 1 year. So that's about the product side. But on the other side, on the business side, we are really looking to expand and hire and expand our marketing and the sales team. So in case some of your audience is interested, we would really love to talk to them and see if our interests match. And we are looking to grow, even set up some small set of teams in different countries in the next course of 1 to 2 years. Because we are trying to now make a mark in the space. So we have been fortunate enough to get some recognition in the last couple of years in terms of in the CRM landscape. We are named in the top 5 CRMs in sales, and in the help desk, we have gotten some customer choice awards from Gartner. So we are excited about that. Now we feel this is the momentum we need to keep, and that means we need more energy to catch and leverage this.
That's amazing. I mean, you know, so if you guys are listening and to this, and if you're looking out for a job into marketing and sales, so, you know, you can connect with Srinivas. I'll be including his LinkedIn profile in the description below. And also do check out WeTiger CRM. That's WeTiger.com. And, you know, do check out their career space. They're hiring. So, yeah. Thanks a lot, Srinivas. Thanks a lot for doing this.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Sunil.